I'm Vashti McKenzie, and this is your wake-up call. The tensions of the past few weeks can disrupt a calm countenance. What tensions, you say? Well, healthcare reform or no healthcare reform? People choosing between food and prescriptions. A man joining the military service so he can get healthcare for his ill wife. The economy, the debate, the debauchery. War, far away from home and those who wage war on us at home. From gang violence to kidnapping our children to our young people being assaulted on the street, killed, coming home from school, hate crimes. Yeah, until there is no safe place, not in the homes where emotional and physical abuse live and not at one particular U.S. military base. Yet, the Word of God tells us that God will keep us in perfect peace, those who keep their minds stayed on Him. Isaiah 26:3. Perfect peace is available if we keep our minds fixed on God. Most of us expect fleeting moments of peace, like breaths of fresh air that offer a relief from stress. Or sweet peace. That's the kind of peace that arrives when God ushers us through a tumultuous season. Our minds settle, our heart rate slows down, and serenity arrives after trouble has battered our emotions. One understanding is that salvation of the Lord is a bringing of the peace. We now have peace with God through our faith in Jesus Christ. So, salvation and peace are linked together. We are safe within its realm, and there we find God's perfect shalom, peace that is well-being, harmony, and absence from hostility. And we can be kept in that peace. Yeah. Perfectly mature, complete peace by fixing our thoughts on a God who saves us. So whatever happens today, next week, next month, next year, keep your thoughts fixed on God. How do you do that? Well, you can write on a post-it note, a file card, on your screensaver, mouse pad, write in your journal your favorite scripture, one that ushers in the perfect peace, and stay right there. Fix your mind on God. When I think of the goodness of Jesus and all He's done for me, my soul shouts hallelujah. I thank God for saving me. That's where salvation guards us with peace, which keeps us even when we must face negative people, places, and things. I'm Vashti McKenzie. Let's pray today that God will help you fix your thoughts on the Lord so that you will dwell within and not just visit God's stable place called perfect peace.